Masechta Sanhedrin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zechroinu Lebracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zechroinu Lebracha, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Avram Dov ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zechroinu Lebracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Bas Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren ad mea ve'esrim shana.
The following shir has been presented by Rav David Cohen, Safra Dedaina at Besdin Meisharim, Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Sanhedrin Daf Gimel. The Gemara explains the machloikis between Rava and Rav Acha Barei de Ravika as to how we come to the end result that Gimel had Yoytais, that three people who had Yoytais can have it in Torah and Dine Momenis that are not Gzelus v'chavolais. To backtrack a little bit, the Gemara had asked the question, is Iruv Parshis Ksivkan, do we hold Iruv Parshis Ksivkan, or do we hold Ein Iruv Parshis Ksivkan? If we hold Iruv Parshis Ksivkan, then the halacha should be that you need Gimel Mumchim. Now, Iruv Parshis, what that means to say, is that the psukim that deal with Shvua, Adho Lekim Yovah Devar Shneim, which is talking about Gzela, in that same Parsha, is we can also learn out the halachas of Halva that talk about Moed Ben Miksas, and therefore the question is whether these Dinei Torah that involve Halva, do they need also the same requirements of Gimel Mumchim? So if Iruv Parshis Ksivkan, and we can intermatch the different Parshis and Parshis Mishpatim that talk about Ad Ha'alakim Yovah Devar Shnehem, and therefore, by the halachas of Moed B'Miksas, you would also have to have Gimel Mumchim. If you hold Ein Iruv Parshis Ksivkan, and that the Parsha that talks about Shvua is specifically talking about the halachas of Gzela, and in those cases, that's where you have to have Gimel Mumchim. But in the case of a Dine Halva, it could be that you do not need to have Gimel Dayanim, because there's a pasuk that says, B'tzadik Tish Bar Amisacha, which is a Yachid. So who's to say that by Halvois you need to have it all, three Mumchim? It could be you don't even have to have Mumchim at all. So the Gemara says, La'olam, really we hold Iruv Parshis Ksivkan. And really, min hadin, you should have to have mumchim. But what is the reason why you do not need to have mumchim? Is based on the din Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina says that devar Torah echad dinei mamonis ve'echad dinei nefashis bedrisha v'chakira. Both dinei mamonis and dinei nefashis should really have the same measure, as it says mishpat echad yilochem, so that when you have to take testimony, when witnesses have to testify, you should have the same measure of the dayanim interrogating the witnesses should be on the same level, requiring a drisha v'chakira. But since if you're going to have a drisha v'chakira, which would make it very difficult for edus to ever be accepted, and therefore what's going to happen is you're going to be noyel delos b'fnei loivin. There's going to be a problem. People will not want to lend money. Because if in order to be able to recover the money, if there's ever a dispute, they're going to have to bring witnesses, and those witnesses are going to have to undergo a drisha v'chakira. If the witnesses will say, I don't know to even one of the drishas, then the witness will be puzzled. The testimony will be thrown out, and the person will not be able to recover his money. And since that will be the case, people will be hesitant from lending money. And in order to promote that people should be able to lend money, so therefore, Chazal said, we want to take away the requirement of drisha v'chakira. So much so that the Shach in Simen Lamed Gimel says that it's actually ill advised for a dayan to even do any grisha v'chakira at all, even in a case where it is required to do some type of more of a grisha v'chakira, for example in a din meruma. The shach says from the rivash that does not mean to say that he should do a grisha v'chakira equal to the cases of din nefashis, because still in all, we do not want to take away the ability for people to lend money and to have commerce. This halacha of shleitinal delas b'fnei loivin that applies to drisha v'chakira is applicable by all dinei Torah that we do today. In other words, any din Torah that is on a dover d'shchiach, on dvarim hametsuyim, where is the chasar and kiss, that we have dinei Torah today. On all these cases, the halacha is that there is no drisha v'chakira required in order not to be noel the delos b'fnei loivin. Whereas when it comes to other types of dinei Torah, gezel, which needs and requires mumchim, so in those cases we leave it on the d'oraisa that you would have to have drisha v'chakira. So the Gemara applies that the same way that we say kedesh lotinol delas b'fnei loivin, the same halacha applies kedesh lotinol delas b'fnei, in order to not to be noel delas b'fnei loivin, we also do not want to require that you should have to have gimel mumchim. Because if you would have to have gimel mumchim, so if a person would have to have a din Torah, he's going to have a problem finding gimel mumchim. And inasmuch that he will have difficulty in finding gimel mumchim, therefore he will not want to lend money to begin with. And in order to promote that people should be able to conduct their businesses and to lend money, therefore Chazal said we do not need to have gimel mumchim, but rather gimel hedyotes will be sufficient. So it comes out, according to this shita, which is Rava shita, that the Mishnah that says dinei mamonis b'shloisha, shloisha means gimel hedyotes, and gzeilas v'chavolos b'shloisha is entirely different. Gzeilas v'chavolos b'shloisha is gimel mumchim. Ravacha b'reid Ravika takes a different approach, and he says that midaraisa, you do not need to have gimel mumchim. Really, midaraisa, you should only have to have one dayan. The reason being is because it says in the pasuk, "Betzedek tishpat amisecha." But in order to avoid that we're going to have yoshvei kronis, that any person is going to sit down on the din Torah, therefore they require that you should have to have three dayanim on any given case in order to avoid yoshvei kronis. The Gemara asks the question, if you're going to have three people, why is that going to take away the fact that Yoshvei Kronis are going to be there? And the Gemara says, because Efshet the last Behu Chad to Gomer. There's going to be one of the Dayanim that is a Gomer. The Rosh therefore says that if you know for a fact that amongst the Dayanim there was not a Gomer Vesavar, so in such a case, then the Din would not be a good Din. But again, according to Rav Acha, Bereid Ravika, really all you need to have is one dayan, midrabban, and they were mesakin that you have to have gimel dayanim, that you have to have gimel hedyote. So it comes from the different angle, is that midaraisa really one should be enough, and midrabban, and you have to have three. The Gemara wants to know what's the nafkamina between the two manda amrim, between Rava and Rav Acha Bereid Ravika, and the Gemara explains the nafkamina is Shmuel's din. Shmuel says Shnaim Shadanu Dinehim din. If two people have a din Torah, if two people are dayanim on a din Torah, the din is not a din. Dinehim din, their din is a din. Elishanikru Bezdin Chotzef, except that the Bezdin is called a Bezdin Chotzef because really you're supposed to have three dayanim. So Shmuel seems to be saying that less than three qualifies to be called a Bezdin. Rava, the Gemara says, does not hold like Shmuel, because he holds that really midaraisa you have to have gimel mumchim. In order to have a din Torah, you have to have three mumchim. And the qualification that you only need to have three hedyotis is the Rabban and the Kedin that says instead of having gimel mumchim, we allow, in order to shalaitin al delas b'fnei loivin, that we can have three hedyotis. And therefore, it has to be minimum three hedyotis. The maximum is three hedyotis. You have to have three hedyotis to dan. But less than three hedyotis, if it would only be two people who are hedyotis, then the din would not be a din. And therefore, b'diyeved, if two people who were hedyotis sat on a din Torah, or one kol shekein, it would not be the din would not be a din. Whereas according to Rav Acha ben Ravika, since midaraisa really one person is kosher to be a dayan as a yachid, and the only reason when we have to have three is to avoid yoshvei kranos. So b'diavad, if you have two people who sat on it as a din Torah, b'diavad he holds like Shmuel that the din Torah is good. Now lahalacha, let's take a look at what the Mechaber says. The Mechaber in Siman Beis. In Simon Gimel, Sif Aleph says, Ein Bezdin Pachas Mi Gimel. A Bezdin is not less than three. L'chol Shloisha Nikroim Bezdin, and any three people can be called a Bezdin. Afilu Had Yoytais. This is, according to everybody, would be able to be followed, because Sai according to Rav and Sai according to Rav Acha Barei Ravika, the halacha was that Gimel Had Yoytais is required for a Bezdin. But let's take a look at the Hezver. The Sma explains, Ein bezdin pachas mishloisha, haynu midivrei seifim. This is midrabbanan, avu midin Torah, midaraisa bedini mominis, bechad sagi luhu. It's really enough to have one. And he says, Ken kosef harambam behedya, perek beis de Sanhedrin, de posik Rav Acha. The Rambam paskins like Rav Acha, that midaraisa you do not need to have gimel hedyotis. Midaraisa, you really only need to have a dayan yachid, and that it's a drabon and dikadin midivrei seifrim that you have to have shleisha. The Rambam, if we quote, afal pi she'ein bezdin pachas mishleisha mutul le'echad ladun min ha'toira shenemar b'tzedek tishbar amisecha midivrei seifrim, it's a drabon and dikadin ad shihu shleisha. Now the Mechaber in Siv Beis says, Pachas Mishloisha, if less than three people sit on a din Torah, ain dinehin din. Their din is not a din. Afilu loito, even if they did not make a mistake, elin ken kiblu balei dinim. Which is really taken from the Rambam. The Rambam says, and finishes off in that halacha, Shnaim shadanu, if two people have a din Torah, ain dinehin din. Then the din is not a din. The question, therefore, is posed here by the Shach on the Sma. If the Sma is correct, that the Mechaber is paskening like the Rambam, and in fact this question really applies on the Rambam himself, why should it be that Pachas Mishloisha is Ein Dinehem Din? If we're paskening like Rav Acha Barei Ravika, and the Gemara says that the Nafkamina between Rav Acha Barei Ravika and Rava is the Din of Shmuel, so therefore if the Rambam is paskening like Rav Acha Barei Ravika, it should follow that Pachas Mishloisha is Dinehem Din. Yet the Mechaber is paskens Pachas Mishloisha Ein Dinehem Din, and the Rambam says the same halacha, that Pachas, that Shnaim Shadanu Ein Dinehem Din. And therefore the Shach wants to take the perspective is that we paskin like Rava, not like Rav Acha Barei Ravika. And therefore the Rambam, the Mechaber, when he says Ein Bezdin Pachas Mishloisha, is because he paskins like Rava. And since he paskins like Rava, that's why he paskins Pachas Mishloisha Ein Dinehem Din. The Shach himself, at the end of the Shach, says that the Kesef Mishnah brings this question against the Rambam and brings a teretz from the Rashba. The Rashba's teretz is that even though midaraisa really, even a yachid who is a dayan as a hedyet should be dinoy din, because midaraisa the din is a din, and even though really if that's the case, if you go with Rav Acha Barei Ravika, so according to Shmuel, shnayim shadanu dinehem din, but once Chazar mesakin that you need to have gimel hedyotos, they were misaken it in a way that pachas mishloisha is ein dinehem din, and therefore even according to the Rambam and even according to the Sma that say that we paskin like Rav Acha Barei Ravika, that really midaraisa you only need one, you do not need three, but the Rashba explains the Rambam that even so, once Chazal were misakin that you have to have a bezin of three, they were misakin in a way that even b'diavad is possible. The Shach did not like this teretz in that it's a doichik, because if that's the case, then what is the Gemara trying to say? Ika benayu, since there is no ika benayu. The Nesivis, to answer the question of the Shach, wants to come with a hesber and wants to explain based on Rashi. Rashi says in the Rashi Midaraisa Chad, Rashi says, "Bahidah v'halva d'chtiv tishbait loshin yachid, ve'ein iruv parshiyus kan." So the Nesivas explains that Rashi, why did Rashi have to say "ein iruv parshiyus kan"? What would have been if you hold iruv parshiyus k'siv kan? So he's explaining that Rashi had to say midaraisa chad to tell me, because Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rika holds that the pasuk of tzedek tishbait holds ein iruv parshiyus. L'chayra, why did he have to say this? You could say this because if not for that, then even the chad hedyit should be kosher, as opposed to the man damer who holds iruv parshiyus k'siv kan. So then you would have to say that chad mumcha, you need al kol panim. You have to have at least one person who is a mumcha, right? It says in the pasuk b'tzedek tishbait, but since he holds iruv parshiyus, so then if you hold iruv parshiyus, you don't need three. So it comes out according to this, if not for the pasuk, if not for the pasuk, so then I would have learned from Mishpat Echad that dinei mamnes is shavel exelis. So even though iruv parshiyus is anksiv kan, and even though there's a pasuk that should be able to tell me b'tzedek tishbat hamisecha, but I would think to say that still you need three, because it's shava to dinei gzeilis, because mishpat echad is shava dinei mamnes to gzeilis. So therefore, the Nesivas comes out as follows, that since according to Rav Acha b'Rei d'Ravika, according to Rashi, we're trying to tell you that iruv parshiyus is anksiv kan, and therefore that's the reason why, according to Rav Acha b'Rei d'Ravika, midaraisa, not only is one who is a mumcha kosher to be a dayan, but even one who is a hedyit is kosher to be a dayan. And therefore it follows that according to him, since it's only a takana to say that you need to have gimel hedyotis as a takana, so as not to have yoshev kronis, but b'dieved, the halacha will be that shnayim shadanu din, dinehem is din. However, the Rambam, the Nesivas explains, to answer the Rambam, holds that even though he holds that the halacha is taka, but tzedek tishbat hamisecha midaraisa, you only need one person to be a dayin, but at the same time, the Rambam holds iruv parshiyus k'siv kan. And therefore, since the Rambam paskins iruv parshiyus k'siv kan, like the Gemara in Baba Kama, therefore, even though a yachid is able to be a dayin, but that's only when he is a dayin mumcha. But if it's a hedyotis, then the halacha would follow that a dayin yachid is not good enough, and therefore hedyotis, you would taka have to have gimel hedyotis, because less than gimel hedyotis will not be a din. And therefore, the teretz to the Rambam and the teretz to the Sma is to say that even though they pass in like Rav Acha b'Rei d'Ravika, that b'tzedek tishbat hamisecha tells me that one person, a yachid, is able to be a dayan, but that's only a yachid mumcha. A yachid mumcha midaraisa can be a dayan because of the fact of b'tzedek tishbat hamisecha, but the gimel hedyoita should be able to dan is not able to dan as a yachid, and therefore the only reason, even according to Rav Acha b'Rei d'Ravika, why gimel hedyoita should be able to be a dayan, not according to Rav Acha b'Rei d'Ravika, according to the Rambam, the reason why gimel hedyoitis can be dayanim is again totally in the same din of shalaitin al delas b'fnei loivin, and emela pachz mishloisha is ein dinei hem din.
This audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Le'inyoni Mishpat, the Center for the Study and Practice of Monetary Halacha. The Beis Havad is committed to guiding and assisting the Torah community with their halachic financial needs. The Beis Havad is available for halachic mediation, contract and iska draft and review, partnership structure and dissolution, inyani yerusha, wills and estates, and other halachic financial services. They also provide a widely popular Choshen Mishpat consultation line and publish the Journal of Talmudic Law and Finance. To call for a consultation, to order this series, or to sign up to receive the Journal of Talmudic Law and Finance, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223 or email info@beishavad.com.